Dear Diary, I saw him again today. He was on his way out the door, presumably going to work. He was dressed up. Guess he works in an office. I wanted to say hello, but when I saw him, I just froze. He looked amazing. I wanted to tell him how good he looked. I wanted to tell him that I've been noticing him, but I didn't know what to say. I feel silly writing this down. I'm putting on paper the thoughts that some high school girl would have when I'm an adult. I should be able to start a conversation. I should be able to invite a man out for coffee, but whenever I see him, the words, they don't come to me. I saw him smile at me while he was getting his mail. I assume it was just a polite smile, you know? It had to be. I don't know if he even notices me as more than just some girl that's in the hallway from time to time. I don't want to keep writing about him. I want to know what it's like to be near him. I want to know what it's like to kiss him. I want to know what it feels like to have his lips pressed against mine. Is he an aggressive kisser? Does he want me to take the lead? Does he like to kiss with his tongue licking my lips? Does he like to grab by the throat and pull me in and kiss me passionately? I imagine that last option the most. I like the thought of him taking charge. I like the thought of him allowing me to lose myself. I want him so badly. When I was lying in bed last night, I couldn't help but play with myself. I slid my fingers all over my pussy, making them nice and wet with my juices. I rubbed on my clit. I made myself come to thoughts of what it would be like to fuck him. And I don't even know what it's like to hug him. I want him so desperately. My pussy aches right now at the thought of him on top of me. The thought of him sliding in and out of me. The thought of him licking my pussy and allowing me to suck on his cock. I don't know what to do with these feelings other than to just write them down. I'm writing in a diary because I'm scared. I'm even too scared to tell my friends because maybe they're gonna push me to do it, push me to come out of my shell. And I'm going to embarrass myself. And I don't want to embarrass myself. I have to live next door to this man. What if that makes things awkward? What if that means he doesn't want to get to know me at all? What if it means when he sees me, he rolls his eyes and thinks of me as the weird girl next door? I'm so horny. I don't have any relief from it because there's nothing I can do but crave him and desire him. I whisper to myself that one day he might pay attention to me. and he might ask me out. I whisper that to myself at night when I'm in bed, and sometimes after he walks by. The other day, I could faintly smell his cologne, and it drove me fucking wild. Even now, I'm struggling to write because all I want to do is close my eyes and think of him. I think about my legs wrapped around his waist while he fucks me against the wall. I think about what it might be like sitting in my car, getting in his lap, and bouncing on his dick. I wonder if he's into public play like that. I wonder if he's shy about it. But something about the way he walks makes me think he's very confident. And I like the thought of a confident man using my body for all that it has to offer. I imagine being on my knees for him, licking all over his balls and sucking his dick. I feel like I would crawl for him. I feel like I would crawl to him. I would want... God. I would want to show him all the things that I've been thinking about. I would want to display myself for him, to spread my legs and tell him he can have me. But don't I have to start somewhere? Don't I have to start with hello? Don't I have to start with a date? But I don't even care if we skip that part. I don't care about being... about... oh, God. I don't care about giving myself to him early on. Because I want my nights to be filled with us going back and forth into each other's apartments and fucking in all the rooms and fucking on the kitchen counter and the table and the fucking floor. Oh, God. I have to calm myself down to even keep writing. I wonder how I can make this happen, because at some point I have to. My thighs are squeezed together as I try to finish this writing and get all of the thoughts out of my head in hopes that they won't be so relentless and so constant. Because I can't take it anymore. And to have one hand on the pen and one hand on my pussy while I write this is becoming more and more difficult. Oh. Until tomorrow, I'm gonna have to stop this diary entry because if I don't make myself come, I'm going to lose it. And oh God, and I need him so bad. Oh God, I hope he talks to me. I hope he talks to me. I hope he sees me. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. What now? What do I do now? What do I do now? Oh shit. I think he's coming. I think he's going into his apartment. Maybe today I should say hello.